The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This month is our month of exceeding grace, and tonight we'll be looking at grace for profitable living. Grace for profitable living. I'd like you to know that God wants us to live a profitable life. God wants you and I to live a profitable life, and He has designed us for that purpose. You and I are designed for profitable existence. And to live a profitable life means to be impactful. It means to be useful. It means to be helpful. It means to be valuable. And it also means to be fruitful. To live a profitable life means to be impactful, to be useful, to be helpful, to be valuable, and to be fruitful. And God desires that our lives will be profitable to Him, to us, and to people around us. I don't know if you get that. The desire of God is that our lives will be profitable to Him, then to ourselves, and to the people around us. No wonder the Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you." So that means for us to be able to live a profitable life indeed, we must first be profitable to God before we can even be profitable to ourselves and before we can be profitable to people around us. So it's extremely, extremely important. And it is the purpose of God as well that you and I would excel impactfully in this life. So for us to be able to live a profitable life, there are things that we need to know. There are things we must possess. And the primary thing we'll be looking at tonight is possessing kingdom mindset for profitable stewardship. Possessing kingdom mindset for profitable stewardship. What is mindset? Mindset is the way of thinking, attitude, or opinion, which is most time habitual. It means a lot of time, our mindset are things that becomes our regular habit. They becomes our day-to-day lifestyle. And I want us to know that in this kingdom, for us to be able to really make live a profitable life, for us to be able to impact people, for us to be useful, for us to be helpful, for us to be valuable, for us to be fruitful, we must make sure that we possess the kingdom mindset. And this is extremely important for every one of us. In fact, Jesus Christ Himself had the kingdom mindset for Him to be able to excel and to fulfill the purpose of God and the purpose of coming to earth. Can we open our Bibles to Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, and we'll be reading down to 11. Please, I want everybody to open their Bible. We are going to read together. Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to read from verse 5 to 11. Are you there? So let's read verse 5. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It means Christ Jesus possessed a kind of mindset. And the scripture is advising us here that we as believers, we as children of God, we must also possess this mindset. Can we read further verse 6? "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." That was the first mindset he had. He did not say, "Okay, me too, I am God all by myself." He humbled himself. Verse 7 says, "But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." This was one of the kingdom mindset that made Jesus, our Lord Jesus, to stand out and to be able to fulfill His mandate here on earth. Can we read verse 8 together? "And be found in the fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." This is still talking about the mindset that Jesus Christ possessed. Now, verse 9. Are you there? Can we read verse 9 together? Wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Now, before God highly exalted him, there was something that happened. There was a kind of mind that Jesus possessed. There was a kind of mind that Jesus possessed. And it was that mindset that helped him to be able to accomplish his purpose, his vision here on earth. And after accomplishing that, we could see that the Bible says, wherefore God also had highly exalted him. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ was already exalted, but as a result of fulfilling an assignment, fulfilling the Father's mandate, he was highly exalted, meaning that he was much, much, much more exalted. And the Bible says that he was given a name which is above every other name. All of this, if you read down to 11 and 12, then you will see how God how God exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name. All of this came on the platform of having the right mind. The right mindset towards the accomplishment of the purpose and the plans of God for our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is to tell us that you can have the vision. God might have shown you your purpose. If you don't have the right mindset, particularly if you don't have the kingdom mindset, it's very impossible. You can't accomplish that. We can see that Jesus Christ knew his purpose here on earth. He knew his calling. He knew what he was to come and do. But then he had to walk in the right mindset. He had to possess the right mentality for him to be able to actualize that. And I pray the Lord will bless every one of us here tonight in the name of Jesus. So it is very important that we possess kingdom mindset for us to be able to live a profitable life, for us to be able to experience profitable stewardship. Now, vital fact about mindset. Number one is that your mindset determines your limit in life. We are limited by our mindset. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." So meaning that we are limited by our thinking. We are limited by our mindset. Number two vital fact about mindset is that you cannot think one thing and become another thing. God's servant has told us this time without number. You cannot think one thing and become another thing. Now, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." So it means that you cannot think failure and then just stumble into success. It's not possible. So whatever you think becomes your reality. So it's very important that we know this. And number three is that your mindset is what makes people to mind you. Your mindset is what makes people to mind you. Jesus had the right mindset and he was able to successfully fulfill his mandate here on earth. And you and I, on a daily basis, celebrate the fulfillment of his mandate here on earth. On Sunday, all over the world, we celebrated the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not just an event, a one-time event. It's an everyday event. It's an everyday celebration, because that is one of the things that has given you and I the privilege to become sons and daughters of God. And so we mind our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because of his mindset. Yes, he has the vision. He knew his calling. He knew what he was to come and do. But with the right mindset, he was able to accomplish it. And today and everywhere, the entire universe is celebrating God for that. Celebrating our Lord Jesus for that. Number four vital fact about mindset is that life in God's kingdom answers largely to your mentality. Life in God's kingdom answers largely to your mentality. So if mindset is not important, then the scripture will not tell us in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 that let this mind which was also in our Lord Jesus Christ be in you. It would not tell us to have the same mindset that Jesus had. So that goes to tell us that is our mindset is very important. And in the kingdom of God, our life in God's kingdom answers largely to our mind, to our mentality, and that means to our mindset. Now, to access profits and blessings in God's kingdom, there are some mindset that you and I must possess. Mindset for profitable living. Number one is possess an appointment mentality. Possess an appointment mentality. Don't forget, we are talking about kingdom mindset for profitable stewardship. And number one mindset that we need for profitable living is to possess an appointment mentality. An appointment mentality. Now, kingdom stewardship is a divine appointment, and it is until we see it as such that we can be able to receive the reward therein. Kingdom stewardship is not just something that we just do casually. It's not something that we do when we think we have the time. It's not something that we do when we are convenient, or when things are favorable, when we have a favorable condition. No, there are things that we do, whether in convenience or out of convenience, and we must see it as divine appointment. Divine appointment. It's not a casual appointment, because when we see it as divine appointment, it helps us to give our best into kingdom stewardship, thereby making sure that we are able to access the reward therein. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Can we open our Bibles to Galatians chapter 6 verse 9? The Bible says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Let us not be weary. That is to tell us that kingdom stewardship is not going to be convenient. It's not going to come easy. It's not going to come cheap. But when we possess the appointment mentality, when we have this appointment mentality, it helps us to take it more seriously. It helps us to overcome whatever challenges that wants to hinder us from being actively and effectively involved in kingdom stewardship. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' mighty name. Now, this mentality will make us to be alert to our assignment, and therefore make us to qualify for reward. When we have appointment mentality, it helps us to serve with the whole of our mind, with the whole of our strength. It helps us. Is there anybody here that the governor of this state will give an appointment and say, "Okay, I'm scheduling an appointment with me at so time," and then you will get there 30 minutes after the time that has been appointed? No, nobody will do that. In fact, maybe the governor of the state is even too far. Let's even look at lesser, maybe a commissioner. You will not do that. Why? Because of the value you hold to the appointment. Our appointment is not with man. Our appointment is with God. And when we see it that way, it helps us to be able to serve God relentlessly. It helps us to be able to give our best to the service of God. So we must possess the appointment mentality, and the appointment is not with man. It is not with man. It is with God. I pray the Lord will bless us mightily in the name of Jesus. We are not saying amen. Amen. The Lord will bless me mightily in Jesus' name. For as long as you're a laborer in the kingdom, you qualify for reward. It is certain. As long as you're a laborer in the house of God, you qualify for a reward. And this is the more reason why we need to serve. We need to serve with the whole of our heart. We need to serve effectively. We need to serve rewardably. And I pray the Lord will reward our labor in His house in the name of Jesus. Another mindset that we need to possess a sower's mentality. Possess a sower's mentality. Possess a sower's mentality. Now, every form of service is a seed sown, and it must be bought with harvest. Every form of service is a seed sown, and it must be bought with harvest. Genesis chapter 8 verse 32 made us to know that as long as the heart remained, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter shall not cease. It means that as long as there is a seed time, then it is certain there will always be an harvest time. And when we possess sower's mentality, it helps us to be able to access profitable life. It helps us to be able to access profitable kingdom stewardship reward. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Can we read it? Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. The Bible says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. For whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap." When we pray and intercede for the people of God for salvation of souls, and we are equally involved in evangelism, in reaching out to souls, in propagating the gospel of God, these are seed sowing, and it comes with harvest. It comes with the word. Please bear in mind, we are talking about kingdom mindset for profitable stewardship. So when we possess the sower's mentality, it helps us to be able to give ourselves, knowing fully well that there is an harvest time, and knowing fully well that harvest will surely come. Can we open our Bible to Colossians chapter 4, verse 12? Bible says, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." This is talking about interceding for souls, praying for the expansion of God's kingdom, for the propagation of God's kingdom here on earth. All of these are seed that we sow, and it comes with harvest. It comes with harvest. Spiritual seed and labor is vital to bountiful harvest in God's kingdom. I want us to know that God is, or the kingdom of God is, the highest paying organization in the entire universe. God's kingdom is the highest paying organization in the entire universe, and it is your labor in this kingdom, it is your labor in the pursuit of the vision and the goal of this kingdom that will determine the level of your harvest, that will determine the level of your reward as well. And so for us to receive our reward, for us to be able to live a profitable, impactful, useful, helpful, valuable, and fruitful life in this kingdom, then we must possess the sower's mentality, knowing that everything we are doing, we are sowing. And Galatians 6 verse 7 that we read said, "Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also receive." So if you are sowing for the expansion of God's kingdom, you will reap the dividend thereof. And if you sow the other way, if you are involved in scattering or making sure that the work of God does not progress as it ought to, there is also reward. So it means that whatever we do in the kingdom, whether positive or negative, comes with reward. But for us to access profitable living, then we must make sure that we give in our best to the expansion of the kingdom of God, to the propagation of the gospel, to see that lives are drawn out of darkness into the kingdom of light. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' mighty name. Now, God told us in his word in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, he says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." So it means that whatever we do in the house of God is not in vain. Your work in the house of God is not in vain. It may look minute. Perhaps maybe all you do is just to sweep or to clean, or perhaps maybe you are involved in the media and all of that. Whatever it is that you do in the house of God is not in vain, because God told us himself in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 that God does not forget, is not unrighteous to forget your work. But then the reward therefore depends on the quality of the work, the quality of your input in the kingdom. And for you to have a robust input, and as a result having a robust harvest, you need to possess the sower's mentality, knowing that everything you are doing, you are sowing a seed and there is an harvest. You will not miss your harvest in Jesus' mighty name. Now, the seed you are sowing does not become a harvest overnight, but it will surely become a harvest. Now, this is something that we all need to understand, that the fact that you sow a seed today does not mean the harvest will come. In fact, let's look at it. If you sow a corn today, now we are now in the rainy season, you will not get the harvest now. To our honorable farmers in the house, at least you have to wait for some months before you can get an harvest. And this is exactly what the scripture told us in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. The Bible says that, it says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it afterward. Are we here tonight? Okay, let's read that verse together. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after. Now, for scripture to say after many days, it means you should not even expect it anytime soon. Many is something, is used to quantify something that is really like large, long. It's like we don't know it yet. It's going to be many, but you have to wait. It's going to take some time. You have to wait. So don't expect that you may have been serving for the past 1 year and then you are still not seeing the harvest. You need to wait. You need to keep serving, because your harvest will come after. And that's to also tell us that sometimes you may sow a seed now and get an instant harvest. That sometimes you sow a seed now and get an instant harvest. Another time you sow that same seed, you may not even get, you will get the harvest, but it will not be instant. Imagine you, it has happened to me severally. There are sometimes in time past that I was in church, and during service, it was time to give our offering, and all I had in my wallet then was the highest denomination that at least can take me back home. And God told me, he said, drop the whole thing that you have in your wallet is what I want. And lo and behold, I dropped it. It was not easy, but I dropped it. But then I was thinking, what will happen? I was actually thinking possibly there's somebody that God has prepared to meet my needs and give me transport fare back home. Then I was still staying at Gomo. Yes, I was still staying at Gomo. To some of us that may know that place, you know that it's quite far from here. But people of God, after the grace and the benediction, I had to use my legged bench. And I walk out from church to my house. Now, somebody may be thinking, but God is unjust. God said, cast your bread on many waters, upon the waters, and after many days. There are times that you do it, and somebody will just come and meet you and say, brother, God bless you, and just give you something. But some other time, it may not work. But one thing that is very important is your obedience to sowing. Your obedience to sowing, it is what is most important. It's not about, once you obey that instruction, it is certain that the harvest will come. It is certain that the harvest will come. So when you are sowing in the house of God, you may have been sowing in the past 6 months, in the past 1 year, in the past 2 years, don't be weary. Don't be weary. Keep sowing. Keep sowing, because your harvest will surely come. It may not come at your own time, but it will surely come at God's time. And God's time, you can be certain that God's time is the best. So please, let's have this in mind, that harvest does not come overnight. In fact, it takes 9 months for the seed in a woman to become a child. When somebody becomes pregnant, do we see the baby immediately? We don't see the, in fact, if for any reason the baby has to come out before time, there has to be a special attention and care to make sure that the baby is survive. That's really the point. Imagine a baby that comes at 5 months. There is so much resources, there are so much support and assistance that are needed to support that baby to be able to live. So it means that when we sow in the house of God, we must be patient. We must be patient. Don't say you have been sowing in the last 3 months or 5 months and then you have not seen anything. Keep sowing. keep sowing, and I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' mighty name. Your seed in kingdom service today will result in a great harvest tomorrow, in Jesus' name. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3 says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." This is not something that comes overnight. It's a process of time, and we must be willing to wait. We must be willing to wait. As long as we are sown, then let's wait for the season of harvest. There are so many people that have sown, and out of impatience, they were not able to wait to access the harvest. At the time the harvest was ready, they were no more available. I pray that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Number three, mentality that we need to possess to access profitable life is to possess a joint venture mentality. Possess a joint venture mentality. We must possess the mentality that we are in a joint venture with God and His kingdom. Every soul winner is in a joint venture with God. And one thing is certain, he or she will receive the profit and the reward thereof. So it is important that we must see our work as a joint venture. That is, we are working with God. We are in partnership with God. And when we have this mindset that we are in partnership with God, we'll make sure that we always do our own part for the business to continue to progress and advance. I mean the business of God. Now, is there anybody that is in a partnership and will be wishing that this business should die? Nobody does that, because you know that the more the business grows, the better your revenue, I mean your remuneration. Perhaps maybe you have 50% shares in the business, then when the business grows bigger, then it means your own harvest is bigger. So when we have the joint venture mentality, we make sure that we do anything. I mean, we make sure that at all costs, we are involved in the growth and expansion of the Father's business. And this is one thing that we need to do if we are going to live an impactful and a valuable and a fruitful life, which is basically talking about living a profitable life. We need to have this in mind. Can we open our Bible to Matthew 28, and we're going to read verse 19 to 20. The Bible says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So as long as you are doing God's work, we are a co-laborer with God. We can see the Bible says He has given us the privilege to be in partnership with God. From Matthew 28:19-20, we've seen that God has given you and I the privilege to be in partnership with Him. And what guarantees our reward or our return of investment in the kingdom of God is how we contribute, is our contribution, is our labor in the work. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9 says, "For we are co-laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, and ye are God's building." You can see it's been clearly stated there. We are co-laborer with God. You are co-laborer with God. I am a co-laborer with God. And we must make sure that we play our part. God will always pay His part, but we need to pay our own part to really receive the harvest. I pray the Lord will empower us to pay our own part of the deal in the name of Jesus. Number four, mentality or mindset that we need to process for profitable life is to process a runner's mentality. Process a runner's mentality. I'd like you to know that life in the kingdom of God is a race, and it is only the committed runner that wins the race. We are talking about possessing a runner's mentality. Life in the kingdom of God is a race, and it's only a committed runner that will win the race. Now, I want us to know that there is a race set before us as believers, and this race requires endurance and perseverance. Life in the kingdom of God is a race. Our work in the advancement and the expansion of God's kingdom is a race, and we need to be committed to the race. We need to be committed to the race. There's no way you see a runner. I don't know. It's not possible for you to see a runner in a race that will now at some point now say, okay, I'm tired. Let me just relax more. Let me chill here small. Nobody does that. In fact, I think a few days ago, I was watching a cartoon with my son, and in that cartoon was a rabbit and a tortoise in a race competition. And the rabbit was really so confident that it's not possible for me not to win the race. So the race started, and the rabbit was well ahead, and the tortoise was still taking one step, and the rabbit got to a point and said, okay, let me chill here. And he decided to chill with carrot. And while chilling with carrot, he slept off, and the tortoise overran him and then won the competition. Now, what does that go to tell us? It means in this kingdom race that we are in, until we finish the race, there's no time to rest. There's no time to say, okay, let me just chill. Because by the time you chill small, you may lose your place. So there's no time for chilling small. Let me relax. At least I've been serving God since like 5 years ago. So at least let me relax for 5 months. Now, what that means is if you relax for 5 months, the labor of 5 years, you may lose it just by relaxing for 5 months. So it means that we must not be tired. We must not relent. We have to be committed. We have to make sure that we endure and persevere. Running a race is not easy. In fact, if you run here from Gakobe roundabout, before you even get to Tipak, before you get to Impact House here, you know that you have actually done something. It's not easy. But as believers, as children of God, as kingdom-minded believers, we must make sure that we are committed to this race if we are going to get the reward thereof. We must be committed to the race. Tell your neighbor, be committed to the race. Be committed to the race. One more thing I would like us to know is that we must also operate as commanded and not as convenient for us to be able to access the reward. We must operate as commanded and not as convenient. So this means that the race is not going to be convenient. The assignment, the kingdom assignment, the kingdom duty, the kingdom responsibility is not going to come easy. It's going to stress you. It's going to inconvenience you. But we must not operate as convenient. We need to operate as commanded. Can we open our Bible to Habakkuk chapter 2, and we're going to read from verse 2 to 3. The Bible says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." That he may run, not that he may walk. So in the kingdom of God, life is a race, and we are meant to run that race to the end before we can receive the reward. We are meant to run that race to the end before we can receive the reward. I pray that you will not fall by the wayside in the name of Jesus. The Lord will strengthen you to finish the race in the name of Jesus. Number 5 mentality that we need to possess is to possess a reward mindset. Possess a reward mindset. We must possess a reward mentality to access profitable living. When a reward mentality is in place, you will give your best, and this would result in great reward. Now, I want us to know that God is not a user of men. God is a raiser of men. And so, whatever we do in the house of God, whatever we do in the house of God comes with a reward. And when we have this mindset that this thing that I'm doing, you know, I'm not doing it in vain. The kingdom advancement prayers that I'm praying, I'm not praying it in vain, because surely there is a reward for it. The cleaning of the auditorium that I'm doing, I'm not doing it in vain. The follow-up and visitation that I'm doing, I'm not doing it in vain. The engineering or the media work that I'm doing, I'm not doing it in vain. When you have that mindset, it helps us to put in more into the work that we are doing. If in your organization, your employer comes and say, if you do X, Y, and Z, we'll increase your salary by 300%. I'm sure everybody will do it. Everybody will do it. Why? Because you know that if you can just meet the target, there is three times whatever you are getting. I mean, you are having three times whatever you were getting before. So that means we'll try to make sure that we'll do it. So the same thing applies in the kingdom of God. God is a rewarder God. God is a rewarder God. And it is the work we do in the house of God, it is our labor that will determine our reward. So when we have the reward mindset, it helps us to give our best, because we know certainly for sure there is a reward for the work we are doing in the house of God. So we must possess a reward mindset. God does not use men, He raises men, and is a rewarder, is a rewarder, is a rewarder, is a rewarder. Revelation chapter 22 verse 12 says, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his what?" According as his what? So it means God is going to reward every man, not by your title, not by your appearance, how good your suit or it's not about your appearance, maybe wearing maybe 200K outfit or whatever. God is not going to reward you based on that. In fact, you may be wearing the latest shoe. He's not going to reward you based on that. You may be using the best of the best gadgets. He's not going to reward you based on that. He's going to reward you based on your work. Ask your neighbor, what work are you doing in God's kingdom? Did you get an answer? Okay, ask your neighbor another question. Are you really working? Please ask that neighbor very well. Are you really, really working? Because reward is based on your work. Reward is based on your work. If you are not working, there's no need for reward. Don't even expect reward. Because Bible says God is coming, and is coming with reward, and is coming to give to every man according as his work shall be. So it means if you want more reward, then you have to work more. You have to work more. So for us to be able to do that, we need to always know that our work in the house of God is not in vain. It's not for free. We are not serving God for free. We are not serving God for free. We are not serving God for free. Please know this. Your service in the house of God is not for free. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number six, possess I am being watched by God mentality. Possess I am being watched by God mentality. This mentality will always make us to give our best to service. We must always believe in our heart that God is watching us, and so we must give our best at all time. We must give our best at all time. We must give our best at all time. This is very, very important. We must possess the I am being watched by God mentality. A lot of us, we don't give in our best to the kingdom because we feel like, nobody sees me. I'm only doing it by myself. Your secret labor in the place of prayer, in your secret place, God sees it and He will reward it. God watches us. We need to have this mentality Not just for having it, but that's just the way it is. God sees every man's labor. God sees our labor. He can see it. It's glaring. And when we have that mentality that, God is seeing my work, it will help us to make sure that we don't just work anyhow, but we give quality work. We give quality service. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. As you serve God, may you never miss your reward in Jesus' name. So please know this. God is watching you. God is watching you. God is watching you. God is watching me. God is watching us. So serve excellently. Serve excellently. Serve excellently. Don't just do any kind of thing. And please don't do high service. Don't serve because, senior pastor is around, so let me serve so that he can see that I am serving. No, you are not serving the senior pastor. So if you are waiting for the senior pastor to observe you or to observe your service, you are only wasting your time. Everybody, we are all serving God. Everybody, we are all serving God. So if you are doing high service, looking for commendation from men, or wanting your pastors will see you that you are serving, you're only doing it in vain. But when you have it in mind that God is seeing you and you are doing it, you are giving your best to the service, there is no way you can miss your reward. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' mighty name. So quickly, we're going to run through a few counsels here. Number one counsel that we need to note is that do all you can to serve God fervently. Do all you can. Like I mentioned earlier, it's not going to be convenient. Serving God is not going to be convenient. There are sometimes it's time for evangelism and then the sun is just really scary. But then you still have to do it. It is in doing it, despite how scary the sun may look, that brings the reward. So we need to make sure that we serve fervently. Serve fervently. Number two counsel is don't look at anyone or compare yourself with anyone. Go ahead and give your best. Please, I want you to open your Bible to Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. I'll quickly read from NLT here. The Bible says, pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. As believers, as stewards in the house of God, we must make sure that we do not compare ourselves with someone else's. Don't compare your work with someone else's. Don't look at anyone or compare someone else's work with yourself. Do your own work diligently. Do your own work diligently. Over the weekend, God told me something. He said, when you are comparing yourself with somebody, before you know it, you start competing with the person. And when you are competing with the person will become your opponent. You are not able to serve very well. When we are supposed to serve in oneness, then you start competing with the other people who are serving in the house of God. So please, let's make sure that we focus on our service. Let's make sure that we don't compare ourselves. Let's make sure that we don't compare ourselves with other people. You serve and make sure you give your best in service. And you will not miss your reward in Jesus' name. Serve and keep serving till heaven blesses you. Serve, that's the third counsel. Serve and keep serving till heaven blesses you. So don't be weary, don't be tired in service. Keep serving till you receive your blessings. And lastly, don't subscribe to premature retirement. Don't subscribe to premature retirement. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1 told us to remember the Lord our God in the days of our youth. John chapter 9 verse 4, there Jesus said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. We must make sure that we keep doing the work of the Father. We must make sure that we keep doing the work of the fire. We cannot afford to retire. And one thing we must make sure is that we must make sure that we are not doing what we are supposed to be doing in the night season. and be doing it in the day season. Some people in the day season, when they are supposed to be working and working and working, that is the time when they are chilling around and chilling around, and then they are not bothered about the Father's business, they are not bothered about the kingdom or anything. Now the night season comes, there's no more strength, there's no more zeal, there's no more drive. So don't let yours be like that. Don't let what you are supposed to do in the night, don't be doing what you are supposed to do in the night season and be doing it in the day season. The day season is meant for work. Jesus said, I must do the work of him who has sent me while it is day. While it is day. While it is day. Because you can't do the work when it is night. At night, you can't do the work again. That's the end. I pray that God will help each and every one of us to be consistent, to be relentless in service, and none will retire in the name of Jesus. I will not retire in my service in the name of Jesus. The Lord will empower me to be able to serve tirelessly in the name of Jesus. It will empower me. It will empower me. I receive new strength for tireless service. I thought somebody loved him or herself and is declaring that as well. I receive new strength in Jesus' mighty name. Please, let's always let's cultivate the habit of saying amen when prayers have been prayed from this exalted altar. I pray the Lord will bless each and everyone in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord will empower you for profitable living in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help you to walk in the right mindset for profitable living in the name of Jesus. That mind which was also in Jesus Christ that made him to prosper in the kingdom mandate here on earth shall come upon you and her in the name of Jesus, and will serve rewardably in the name of Jesus. Will not miss our reward in the name of Jesus. When it's time for us to receive our reward, will not be found wanting in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.